Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Be quiet. Psalm 62, verse 5. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. As a boy, I heard those words over and over again. Be quiet. Be quiet. Quiet down right now. The reason was I was always talking, I was always getting in trouble, and my mom especially, my dad once in a while, but mainly my mom, was yelling at me, be quiet. I'm sure I drove her to abstraction many times because of my noise and my speaking and my carrying on. I went through that a little bit with some of our three children. Kids have a way of saying things or being noisy when they should be quiet. There are other times when you need to speak. But in this particular psalm, Psalm 62, the psalmist says, let everything that I am, let my whole being be quiet before God. Why? There's a reason for that. Because our hope is in Him. Who do we look for, or who do we look to for our hope, for our help, for our salvation? If it's in the things of the world, we know that they will never satisfy. Look around us. We will see those that are striving for everything under the sun that will satisfy that longing in their heart, that they are unquiet. They are constantly in turmoil, in noise, in conflict, trying to find something that will satisfy their soul, but they will never find that. They never do find that. But only when they find Christ do they find it. It is so interesting that people that are prominent, who when they find Christ, find something that they've been seeking all of their life. And as they share it, suddenly those that would stand around waiting to hear what they had to say now look at them as though there was something wrong with them, that they had lost their mind. In a way, I guess they have lost their mind. I guess in a way we all who know Christ and put our trust in Him have lost our mind, because our mind really doesn't matter. It's the mind of Christ that matters. And as we're quiet before Him and seek His face, seek His knowledge, seek His understanding, seek His guidance, then we will be able to know the way we are to live our life. If we're quiet before Him, we will hear that still small voice. And it comes as we open up the Word of God. And then as we are reading that Word of God, if we open our heart to understand what He is saying to us, and sometimes words that we have read over and over again many, many times take on new meaning, as though the Lord is speaking to us, and actually He is speaking to us. The best way that the Lord speaks to His children is through the written Word of God. That's why it's so important that we spend time, quality time, in our study of God's Word. Be quiet before God. Our hope is in Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our hope is in You. Our hope is in Your Word. Our hope is in the understanding that You have given us eternal life. That life has already begun. And I pray that we might live the fullness of that life by spending our time with You, as much time as we possibly can, and have the joy of our salvation pour forth in such a way that people will see Jesus in us. And I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com, or pastorcecil.com.